Welcome to Booksite, a weekly podcast dedicated to accounting, bookkeeping, and small business tasks. Here's your host, Taylor Arndt.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the Booksite podcast. And we are going to have a great show today. So we are going to be talking about our format and also some industry news. There's a lot of it this week. We've had 2 different conferences for accounting professionals. We're also going to be talking about some news in my life and some great new tech that I have picked up that's going to help me immensely. So let's go ahead and talk about our format. But before we do, we've got a sponsor. And our sponsor this week is Taylor's Financial Services, aka myself. If you are looking for a bookkeeper who is reliable and wanting to make sure that your business is profitable and also help your employees to get paid on time, check out Taylor's Financial Services, link in the show notes. So let's go ahead and start talking about the format. As you just heard, we have our sponsor, and typically we will have a sponsor, or it could be myself, or any other advertisements that I want to feature. From there, we're going to go ahead and talk about industry news. So whether if there's a conference or other industry news for accounting professionals. From there, we're going to go talk about our main topic, and our main topic will be about, you know, if we want to do accounting stuff or if there's a business topic we're going to talk about. So usually we'll have a main topic. And then from there, we're going to go ahead and do a conclusion and an outro. So that's kind of our main format. However, if we do have like an interview or something, which we're going to have in a few weeks, then we won't have a news section and that'll kind of get pushed out for a later date. Also, we're going to have listener messages as well. So if you want to leave me a message, we're going to go ahead and get that set up. So it's going to be a pretty awesome show. But yeah, that's kind of going to be our format going forward. Okay, let me see. We're going to talk about some conferences. We are having a lot of conferences this week. There has been 2 conferences in particular. First one is the Digital CPA Conference held in Austin, Texas. And that one was for certified public accountants, CPAs, and their firms to go talk about how they want to make their firms digital and be able to be tech focused. And boy, did it have an expensive price tag, $1,900. So obviously, because for one, I'm not a CPA. For two, I don't want to pay $1,900. I did not attend this conference, but I've been following it very closely on Twitter. There were a lot of different events before the conference actually got going, including a meetup for FreshBooks, which is a popular accounting software, a competitor to QuickBooks, in fact. They had a meetup where they had vendors and the FreshBooks team came and we were hanging out downtown. It was a really great time. I got to meet some of the people that have been talking on Twitter for months. So that's been awesome. That was on Sunday, December 4th. And then from there, the Digital CPA Conference went on, I believe, until Tuesday. So that one was pretty successful, it sounded like. And from what I've heard on tax Twitter, it has gone very well. Well, then we are at QuickBooks Connect. This is the one that I kind of have a fear of missing out. I really wanted to go to this one, but I didn't really know about it until it was too late, and until I could budget my time for my work to get PTO. QuickBooks Connect is in Vegas, and it is where the QuickBooks users come together, and QuickBooks has new updates, and everyone has a lot of different breakout sessions that you can go to. It's a really great time, and there's so many different great sessions to go to. You know, from how to build your firm to getting started with QuickBooks payroll. I know I really wanted to go to that one, but unfortunately, none of these sessions were available online. Boo. Very mad about that. So unfortunately, I couldn't attend any of these sessions, but I'm hoping that eventually these will be online. I saw that prior years had an archive, so I really hope that this year does have an archive as well. We'll just have to wait a little bit longer. QuickBooks Connect is a 3-day conference, and it's at the Aria Hotel in Las Vegas. So that one is going on right now. And like I said, next year I'm going to make a great effort to try to come. So if you guys want to help me try to come to QuickBooks Connect, then that would be awesome. Hopefully by then I'll be able to do some interviews and have a great, successful podcast. So there's just been a lot of updates from QuickBooks Connect. I'm not going to really get into all of them because I'd have to spend an entire podcast getting into everything with QuickBooks Connect. And I probably will do a wrap-up show next week if it happens that way. But I just want to talk about a couple different things that happened this week in QuickBooks Connect, specifically the ability to remove your client. So if you're not working with a client anymore, you can go ahead and remove them from your QuickBooks. Honestly, I thought that that would be a long overdue feature because, like, if you fire a client, you want to be able to remove them from your firm. Well, QuickBooks just announced a really easy way to do that, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the update. But basically, you just follow a couple-step process, and you just hit delete, and they're gone. So it's really important because, like I said, if you want to try to fire a client, if, you know, you guys are getting off on bad terms, then QuickBooks has finally made that possible for you. There's also been a lot of other updates in terms of integrations with Microsoft Excel and a lot of other features that has come to QuickBooks Online. Also, I want to talk about something that happened on Twitter today that I saw, and it kind of made people really mad. If you guys have not checked Tax Twitter today, or when I'm recording this, there has been a post where someone was trying to get QuickBooks Desktop Accountant for the usual price of $300 or so. When they went to purchase the QuickBooks Desktop version, it was no longer available, and as a result, they were redirected to the $800 a year version instead of the $300 for 3-year version, signifying that QuickBooks really doesn't care about the QuickBooks Desktop infrastructure anymore, and therefore is going to be switching a lot of its users, which we already knew, to online. Now, I want to say this, and it's going to be controversial, so just watch out. QuickBooks Online is really, honestly, the better product. And I know that a lot of you guys love QuickBooks Desktop, and I know that I might get a lot of listener mail for this one, but I'm just going to say it right now. QuickBooks Online is a lot more accessible. It's a lot more modern. It's a lot more scalable and flexible. And so I don't really miss QuickBooks Desktop. In fact, I don't never used QuickBooks Desktop. So I understand where people are coming from and all these things are like, Intuit, you are awful, or Intuit, go away, or all these other hate comments towards Intuit. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we have QuickBooks Online and QuickBooks Desktop for the users who like it. It's almost like QuickBooks Desktop is the Windows 7 equivalent, as my boyfriend Michael put it earlier this morning. So I know that's probably a bad reference, and I know I'm going to get a lot of listener mail. But the conclusion of this story is that I would advise you guys to switch to QuickBooks Online, like, now. And they said that QuickBooks Desktop will be phased out in 2025. So I would just watch out for that. That's something I did hear on Twitter. I don't really have anything to back that up. But anyways, that's kind of the rant about QuickBooks Desktop. Let's talk about our main topic. So I want to get into a couple different things today. I want to talk about some new technology, and I also want to talk about other interesting items that you guys will probably find helpful. I want to expand more about my blindness. And the first episode, I said that I am blind and I do bookkeeping. And I kind of want to explain a little bit more about that. So I was born blind with a condition in my eye called septo-optic dysplasia optic nerve hypoplasia. And in layman's terms, this is basically my optic nerve fully didn't develop, which caused a whole bunch of problems, including my vision being crappy. And as a result, that's kind of how I am blind. And that is how I have ADHD and other problems. But mainly this causes my blindness. And I've always, like I said, been interested in finance, but really it's been this past year. And I think that I've been able to get out of my shell since I've moved to Texas and everything has kind of fallen into place. So I just wanted to expand upon that because a lot of people ask me how much vision do I have? And the simple answer is I have lights, colors, and shadows. Imagine yourself in a room full of accounting professionals, you know, like at the FreshBooks meetup. And I could see a bunch of people in a room. I could see that there was like a bunch of windows and it kind of led outside. But I couldn't actually see what these people looked like, nor what kind of facial features they had. So I could see that there was outlines of people, but I couldn't actually see that there were any actual people in terms of their facial features. And I really think that that kind of sums up my vision in a nutshell. So while I have some sight, a lot of things that I do are non-visual, simply because if I blew something up, I would have to blow it up to like 500 times the proportion because it would just take me so long to do anything. And plus, my brain would just be like, I'm overloaded and I can't do anything. So that's kind of why I do everything non-visual. Even though I have some sight, I don't have enough where it would actually be useful to do things in terms of blowing it up without a screen reader. And I talked about my screen reader in the last episode. So if you guys want to check that out, I'll link that in the show notes as well. And I gave you guys a demo of how I use my screen reader. So I hope that you guys have found that helpful. Okay. The next item on my little agenda here, I actually wrote things down for a change, which is actually really rare for me. I don't tend to write things down, but I have a new device in front of me. It's a Braille display. So Braille is the code in terms of reading and writing for blind. It was invented by Louis Braille. I don't know exactly when, but it is how people who are blind are able to read, just like you guys can read print. I can read Braille, and it kind of helps me to be able to be more efficient because I won't have to listen to speech in my ear constantly. I can be able to reference this Braille, and I can have my notes. So this Braille display, basically what it does is it's a refreshable Braille. So there's little pins, and anytime I navigate, the pins go up and down to represent the letters. Since Braille has six dots, there's different combinations. And anytime I type something or I go through the menus, it goes ahead and refreshes it. And I can actually put a link to the product in the description, in the show notes. That way you guys can be able to see a picture of it. But I got this device. It's called the Mantis Q40. And it's really, really helpful because I'm able to write these notes down and keep myself more organized. So that's just something else kind of that's happened since last episode. It seems like last episode was an eternity. But it really hasn't been. It's just been a lot of stuff going on the past week, including a podcast editor. That's right. So I realized very early on that I really don't do well with podcast editing. In fact, I suck at podcast editing. In fact, if you guys listen to the podcast, the first episode, you guys know that it is professionally produced. And that is because my friend Michael Babcock from Payone Media, who's actually in my Zoom room right now, and probably doesn't know that he knows that I'm talking about him, but probably didn't know that I'd be shouting him out in the podcast. He is my podcast editor, and he also does all my voiceover work for the podcast. So the intros and outros, and he's kind of the voice behind the podcast. So, Michael, I know that you're probably not prepared to say something, but I just thought I wanted you to introduce yourself to my listeners and, you know, be able to kind of tell who you are and just so that my listeners have an idea and hopefully they want to, you know, help support you.
Well, that was unexpected. Thank you, Taylor. Yeah, my name is Michael. I'm from Payone Media. I help podcasters with producing an amazing sounding podcast show. I'm here to talk with Taylor and help her with producing this podcast. It'll be a fun adventure. And I look forward to some of the content coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And if you guys have a podcast, I know we have a ton of accounting podcasts out there. If you guys have a podcast and you guys would like to help make sure it sounds good, well, I don't know of a better person to check out than Payone Media. So you guys really should check him out. And I'll put a link in the show notes so that way you guys can get in contact. But you guys should check him out. He is awesome. And he also has some Fiverr gigs as well. So if you just need intros and outros, he can do that for a reasonable price on Fiverr. But y'all need to check Payone Media out. He is awesome. So anyways, I know that was unexpected, Michael, but I have to shout you out because I want people to support you and I want other podcasters to see how great work Michael does. So he's also blind just like me, but he is really, really committed to making sure your podcast sounds better than ever. So that is a little bit of a shout out on Michael. Another common question that I've been getting from listeners and others is what mic I'm using, because along with a great sound, I obviously have to sound good and have a good mic. I'm actually using the ATR 2100 by Audio Technica. It's actually my boyfriend's and I'm planning to get myself one. I'm really liking this microphone, though it is a little bit finicky and you have to be right up on it. It's a podcaster mic, so even if you're really far away, it will sound very quiet. And I definitely think that if you're going to do a podcast, it's a great product to have. And it was actually recommended by Michael Babcock from Payone Media. So he recommended it to Michael and he bought one, and I'm going to actually go ahead and buy myself one as well. So yeah, the ATR 2100, I'll put a link in the show notes. So let's go ahead and talk about one more thing here, and that is transcripts. I know a lot of people in the accounting world and a lot of your podcasts have transcripts upon request, and I like that. But the way I view it is transcripts are an accessibility feature. And you know, I want my podcast to kind of be a role model of accessibility in the bookkeeping and financial industry. After all, I am blind myself, and so I am a champion of accessibility. And so one of those areas of accessibility that I really want to make sure that I live up to is including transcripts of my podcast so that people who are deaf or hard of hearing can be able to enjoy my content, as well as others who maybe are in the car or who don't want to listen to the sound, but want to read a text transcript. So living up to my promise, I'm going to be offering transcripts for every episode. And I think I'm going to be going on Fiverr to do it, because Fiverr, I've had pretty good luck with it. And it offers great services for an affordable price. So I'm going to go ahead and get these podcasts transcribed. From there, what's actually going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and put these on my YouTube channel, Taylor Arndt, link in the show notes. I'll have full closed captions on the YouTube, as well as a transcript on the podcast. So I just wanted to lay that out there, that I'll have full transcripts, and that way everything can be enjoyed by everyone, because that's kind of my philosophy. So that is a little bit more about how I'm going to produce my podcast. I'm also going to be using a tool called Auphonic, and that will help to make sure that my audio sounds great, along with Michael's work. And it will also help to convert my audio to a video, which then can be uploaded to my YouTube channel. So Auphonic will also be in use as well. And I'll put links again to that in the show notes. Okay, I think I'm done talking about how I'm going to produce my podcast. Our final topic for this episode is my website. And you may be thinking, why are you talking about your website? Well, that's because I'm getting a complete overhaul of my website. Not the podcast website, although that's being worked on as well, but my actual company website. You see, I tried to make a WordPress website when Michael was gone to his family's house. And I used to be a web developer. I used to be creating websites for businesses, and I used to do that for 2 years using WordPress. However, I found that I am just not that good at it anymore, or I just don't want to put in the effort. Or more importantly, I just don't want to make sure that it's secure, or I guess the most important thing is it wasn't secure when I went ahead and launched it. So I had a website that kind of looked like garbage. And the next day I log in and it's all in some kind of Chinese print or some weird language. And I'm like, uh-oh, this thing got hacked. Well, not the end of the world, is it? Well, it kind of wasn't. But if I had a production website, that'd be an absolute disaster. Of course, what did I do after that? I went on the web. And I went on the web searching for a company that will help me build my website. Of course, I didn't have $3,000 or $4,000 to put on a website build, and I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to get. Well, I found a company called CPA Site Solutions. Unlike the name suggests, it's not just for CPA firms, although, funny enough, my current staging website actually has the National Association of CPAs and the AICPA, American Association of CPA logos, right on the bottom of my website, which obviously are going to have to be removed. I kind of thought that was absolutely hilarious, being that I'm not a CPA at all, and I'm just a bookkeeper. But I'm sure they just used a generic template. CPA Site Solutions is a website company that helps build websites. And what it does is it uses different designs and that kind of thing. And you pay on a monthly basis. And so there's no setup fees, no website build fees, but you pay on a monthly basis for all the features. And you get a ton of features. You get like 100+ features. Granted, their pricing is kind of expensive. But here's the thing. Here's how I look at it, y'all. Say I had a WordPress website. And say that I had a whole security team, you know, with contractors to make sure it looked good. Well, because I'm in the financial services and the bookkeeping industry, I really need to make sure that my data is secure because I need to be able to have a great way for my clients to send me files, such as tax returns, W-2s, 1099s, and all of that kind of fun things. Well, you see, if I had an actual WordPress website, chances are the data centers would not be approved for accounting data. I also would be running the risk that my website could be hacked and compromised and all my clients' data could be at risk, thus making me liable for a huge lawsuit out of epic proportions. And in addition to all of that stuff, with CPA Site Solutions, I have a full team on my side and I have full data center security. In fact, it's the same security that's required for publicly traded companies. So, long story short, while the price tag of CPA Site Solutions is not cheap, the way I look at it is if I were to get sued, that would be almost putting me out of business. And so basically what I get with them is I get the ability to put my website online. They have a bunch of different options. They've got media marketing and these different items that you can add to your website as well. They've got SEO services, search engine optimization. And they really are a digital agency specializing in CPAs and other financial professionals. So if you're an EA, enrolled agent, or you're a CFP, certified financial planner, or either of those industries, CPA Site Solutions can probably help you out. Or if you're a bookkeeper like myself, they're also great for that as well. So I'll put a link to CPA Site Solutions in the description and the show notes. Go ahead and check them out, and that will really be awesome. All right, I think that will do it for this episode of the BookSite Podcast. And I hope everyone has had a great day, and we will talk next week. So be on the lookout. We're going to have some interviews coming up, so I'm super excited about that. And in January, we're going to have a new series about setting your business up for success in the new year. So if you want to start up a new business, we're going to be talking about everything from business formation to marketing, and I'm going to be bringing on guests who are experts in different areas. And it's going to be a really, really great show. So be on the lookout. January, we're going to be starting that series, and I'm super pumped about that. So just kind of something to be looking out for. But anyways, without further ado, everyone, have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the BookSite Podcast. You can find show notes, transcripts, and ways to support the show at BookSite.net. Let's get social. Follow us on Twitter at BookSite Pod and like us on Facebook at BookSite Podcast. You can also connect with us on Mastodon at accounting.social. Our host, Taylor Arndt, is on Twitter at TayArndt, and her website is at TayFinance.com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review and let us know what you thought. We'll be back next week with more tips and insights on accounting, bookkeeping, and small business tasks. This was a Payone Media production.